by faith we see the hand of God. In the light of creation's grand design. In the lives of those who prove his faithfulness. Who walk by faith and not by sight.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. This is the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. I'm Clint Davis. Thanks for being with us. We read the Bible and we discuss it. Great story, Acts chapter 16, verses 16 and following. Let's go. As we were going to a place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by fortune telling. So she followed Paul and us, crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to you the way of salvation." And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed by her, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of gain was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. And when they had brought them to the magistrates, they said, "These men are Jews, and they are disturbing our city. They advocate customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore their garments off of them and gave orders to beat them with rods. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. He received this order. He put them in the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. Paul and Silas walking through the city, this girl comes up. She begins telling the truth because she's demon-possessed, and she has a spirit of divination, and she knows who they are because the demon testifies to who Paul and Silas are. "These men are the servants of the Most High. They proclaim to you the way of salvation." She did this for many days. Paul got annoyed and said, "Come out of her." The demon left her. But you know what? That made her owners mad because they were making money off of her spirit of divination. People still make money off of that fortune telling, telling you, reading your palms, et cetera, et cetera. People want to hear about all that kind of stuff. And so money is made. It's a big industry. Mediums and all those kind of things. It's a big industry. This one, little girl was bringing money to these owners. They got mad, so they created a riot, had Paul and Silas thrown into prison. Then something dramatic happens. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bonds were unfastened. And when the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had all escaped. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in, trembling with fear, and he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your whole household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds, and he was baptized at once, he and all his family. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them. And he rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God. That's a crazy story. They are singing hymns after they're thrown into prison, no doubt testifying to the glory of Jesus. While they're in prison, telling them all about what it means to be saved. Remember, the whole thing was about a girl saying they know the way of salvation. And so they're testifying to that. And as they're singing hymns, the prison doors open, but they convince all the prisoners to remain. The jailer's about to take his own life because he knows what's going to happen to him. He either takes his own life or the Roman authorities take his life. And Paul says, "Don't do that. We all stayed." And so he is so taken aback by the righteousness of these people, he bows down and says, "What must I do to be saved?" And they say simply, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved." Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the simplicity of the gospel, friends. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You give the Lord praise. You submit to him and trust in his name. This Philippian jailer does. He goes home, presumably shares the good news of Christ, and those others in his house come to faith, and those too young to express their faith become parts of the visible church of God by the decision of the parents to raise them in a way that they're going to be brought into the faith and raised in the faith and the ways of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody rejoices, and everybody believes in God, and we're thankful for this testimony. You see, that's the simplicity today. I challenge you and encourage you to trust Christ if you haven't done so. But I also challenge you and encourage you to live a life that testifies to his righteousness and is willing to testify to his glory. Paul and Silas could have very easily walked out of that prison and said, "We're done." But they stayed because they knew there was an opportunity for them to share the good news of Christ, and they knew it was the right thing to do. Sometimes doing the right thing isn't always the best, isn't always what we feel like's best. But doing the right thing is always doing the best thing. You guys have a great day. God bless you. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.